Today's episode is sponsored by Fiverr. If you're a founder, you don't need more on your plate. You need leverage. That's why I keep Fiverr in my toolkit. I've used Fiverr 130 times to get high-quality work done, from design to research to marketing assets, without slowing momentum. If you want to grow without adding overhead, Fiverr is the shortcut. Use the link in the show notes and the code PhilHSC10 to get 10% off your first Fiverr order. Now, on to today's show. And if your market entry strategy feels like a coin toss, this episode will turn it into a calculated equation. This is the Partnership Playbook, a podcast helping sales and marketing leaders secure high-value partnerships that finally unlock business growth and reclaim time. I'm your coach, Phil Hayes Sinclair. Welcome to the show. Now, if you've only got 2 minutes, let me cut to the chase. Most founders and go-to-market leaders overestimate their ability to enter a new market and underestimate the forces working against them. Big companies don't wait around. They defend hard. That's why fighting for market entry with a purely direct approach often ends in disaster. Instead, partnerships are the only reliable way in. In this episode, I'll walk you through a diagnostic tool called the Entry Equation. It breaks down the hidden math behind smart market moves and shows you how to partner your way through the walls that incumbents built. Here are the three key takeaways from today's episode. Number one, a six-factor formula to assess if market entry is viable or doomed from the start. The second point is the five defensive tactics incumbents will use to block you, and the five offensive partnership strategies to help you break through. And finally, how to get immediate reach, credibility, and traction without burning capital or time. Picture this. You're a startup with an incredible product. You've raised some capital, you're fired up, and then the market fights back. Prices drop, distributors stop taking your calls, customers don't budge. You're not unlucky, you've just entered a market without doing the math. Here are the three lessons you can take away right now and share this episode with someone who's going through exactly this. Number one, never enter a market without calculating your entry equation score. It forces you to assess if your distribution, incentive, and differentiation are strong enough to overcome switching costs, regulation, and the capital demands of entering a new market. The second lesson is if your entry equation score is below 6, then stop. Don't burn time and cash. Instead, look for a partnership that boosts your distribution or borrows credibility. And the third lesson is that you should use partnerships to punch through defenses, not go around them. Co-distribution, white label deals, or joint innovation with incumbents often beat trying to outspend them. Now, let's look at the landscape. When a new entrant arrives, incumbents don't sit idle. They unleash their playbook. They start price wars to starve your revenue. They lock down supply chains. They double down on brand spend. And they cozy up to regulators. In fact, there are 10 ways big firms defend their turf, and I call them the defensive 10. Number one, price wars. They drop prices to levels you can't sustain. Number two, exclusive distribution. They lock in retailers or platforms. Number three, supplier control. They tie up access to raw materials. Number four, brand saturation. They flood the market with their messaging. Number five, they do product bundling, making switching feel very expensive to your customer. Number six, they enter into patent wars. They drag you into years of litigation. Number seven, there are switching costs. They make customers' transitions very painful. Number eight, regulatory change. They make compliance slow and costly. Number nine, talent lock-ins. They lock in critical skills that you now can't afford to bring into your organization. And number 10, they do customer lock-ins, which means they tie customers to long-term deals. That's the battlefield. So what do? Well, you flip the script. You don't try to tear down the wall. You find someone with a key. Here are the five partnership plays designed for new entrants. The first one is co-distribution. Piggyback on a non-competing company already selling to your market. You get reach without building a network. Number two, joint innovation. Create something new with an incumbent. You get faster trust and split the risk. Number three, white label supply. sell your product under their brand. You get market data, volume, and insight without a head-on clash. Number four, adjacent alliances. Enter through related industries. This helps you bypass their strong defenses. And number five, find an anchor ally. Land one flagship partner. Their endorsement makes others say yes. Now let's break down the entry equation itself. It's a diagnostic formula that you'll find in the show notes to help you figure out if a market entry is viable or if it's a trap. Here's the formula. Success score equals distribution times incentive times differentiation divided by the switching cost, regulatory cost, and capital requirement. You look at each of these six factors and you rate them from 1 to 5. So from distribution, can you reach customers easily? On a scale of 1 to 5, 5 being very easily, 1 being not so much. You then look at the incumbent incentive. Is there a win-win for the partner? Then to differentiation. Is your offer meaningfully better? Then to switching costs. Will customers face pain to switch? Then to regulatory barriers. Are there going to be legal hurdles that you can't overcome? And number 6, capital intensity. How much will it cost to play? Then we look to interpret the score. If it's between 0 and 5, it's a low viability market entry. Don't enter yet. If the score is between 6 and 10, it's a conditional entry, but you can use partnerships to strengthen the potential of that market entry. And if it's between 11 and 15, it signals a strong potential market entry. Anchor fast and then move to scale. The value in this equation is that it forces realism. It highlights whether your path requires a capital war or a smart partnership play. Let me give you a real example. An electric vehicle battery startup partners with a tier one automotive supplier. Here's how the entry equation played out. Distribution equaled 4 via a tier one partner. The incentive, 5. The supplier needed a breakthrough technology. Differentiation was a 5. There's a strong IP moat for that partner. The switching cost was 3, the regulation was 4, and the capital intensity was 3. That gives us a calculation and a score of 10. That's a conditional market entry. But with that one partnership, they gained instant access to original equipment manufacturers, shared R&D investment, and regulatory credibility. It moved them from hypothetical to high potential. And here's the trap that most leaders fall into. They score the offensive side well, the distribution, the incentive, and the differentiation, but they ignore the defensive side. High switching costs or a regulatory thicket can kill even the best product. Another mistake? Thinking partnerships are the backup plan. They're not. They're the only strategy. So let's wrap up with this. Entering a market isn't about optimism. It's about odds. Use the entry equation to calculate your odds. Remember, the success score equals distribution times incentive times differentiation divided by the switching cost, regulatory burden, and capital requirement. Every go-to-market leader and founder should memorize this. It forces clarity. Don't just ask, can we win? Ask who already holds the keys. Because when you enter through the right partnership, you skip the fight and go straight to growth. Now, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And before you go, I have a question for you. Do you ever feel stuck, unsure about how to move forward with a partnership opportunity? Maybe you're circling the same conversations, hoping momentum will magically appear. Or worse still, saying yes to things just to do something. Well, you're not alone. The truth is, most business leaders aren't short on opportunities. They're short on the next steps that actually work. And that's why I created something for you. It's called the 100 Partnership Tactics, a free collection of proven practical moves used by high-performing CEOs, founders, and sales leaders to turn talk into traction. Inside, you'll find exactly what to say, do, and build at every stage of a partnership, so you can stop guessing and start growing. You'll find the link to the tactics in the show notes. It's free, it's battle-tested, and it could save you months of wasted time. Thanks for tuning into the Partnership Playbook. I'm your coach, Phil Hayes-Sinclair. I'll see you in the next episode.